Blog Talk Radio.
Country boy learns in life how to shoot a gun and how to use a knife. But when I pulled into Hershey, PA, I took my guitar up on the big stage. That night I did the best I could. Me and the boys played pretty darn good. Then I took myself out, sat in the crowd, and learned how Bo Siva shakes them down. You gotta hank it. You can't sip whiskey, gotta drink it. Push it up to 10 and crank it. If you wanna keep your woman, gotta spank it. You ain't got a boat, you gotta bank it. Baby, just like he sings it. You gotta hank it.
How's everybody doing tonight? Welcome to the Lulu Soul Smoking Radio Show. If you paid any attention over the weekend, that's what Lulu's was doing. They was hanking it. They was doing it big at the live at Jack Daniel's 24th Annual World Championship Barbecue. Huge things going on down there. We made history twice as one of the first times going live at the Jack Daniel's. And the all-time ratings right now, Barbecue Superstars leading the show. It was a huge event down there, tons of people, tons of celebrities, tons of great cooks, international teams, domestic teams. Pigskin Barbecue ended up walking away as grand champion. He was going to be on this week with us, but come to find out yesterday, he got a call. He is headed to the World Food Championships out in Las Vegas. I know Danny Kugel's out there, Bubba Latmanier's out there. They had a big convoy coming out of Georgia. So if you see them on Facebook, congratulate them. Tell them to be careful. They're doing a great job. We'll have Pigskin Barbecue on next week talking about the Jack, the World Champion Family, and the World Food Championships. Also, Michael McDiarmid will be on, the Grill Master, so he'll be on with us next week. This week we have Operation Barbecue Relief. It's a huge show for them. They're looking for volunteers. They're looking for donations. They're looking for anything that you can help them out with right now. Hurricane Sandy has come through. Their efforts are up there. If you don't know what Operation Barbecue Relief is, you can find them at www.lewisbarbecue.com, or you can look them up at operationbarbecuerelief.com. Huge efforts going on right now. I've got Kevin Manning on, Pork Chop. We'll have Barbecue Web TV, which is one of the newest things out right now. If you don't know what that is, you can look that up. We'll get in some depth with that with Gabe Mankin, Polar Bear. He'll be on with us a little bit later. And then we got Killer Hogs, Malcolm Reed of How to Barbecue Right. He's been on a hot streak this year. He has been named Barbecue Person of the Year. That's Malcolm Reed, and he'll be on just a little bit shortly. Right now we're going to get into it because we have so much information to cover right now with Operation Barbecue. I got Kevin Manring on. How are we doing in that Pork Chop?
Boy, we're doing good. I'm a little tired, but we're doing good.
A little tired? Been a lot of efforts going on, ain't there?
Well, it's just, the first initial is always the roughest. It's just trying to find a location with the telephone lines down. With no communications, roads are blocked, and that's the biggest thing is just trying to find a location. And thank goodness I got some friends up there that had some eyes on the ground trying to direct me where we was going. And well, then I got Rob Marion. He just rode in probably 2.5 hours ago. He had set up and with his good buddy Matt Ragusa there in Forked River, New Jersey. Just he's just east of the coast. I mean, sorry, just west of the coast. Yeah, the east, it wouldn't be good. But right now we got Rob sitting up there. Rob Marion's partner, Cowboy Dan. It's Cowboy Concessions. He sent Rob up with a 500 Southern Pride with an 8-foot warmer box, and then Matt's got a big old 7-foot. Well, I think Matt's got every kind of cooker there is. He's a collector, like most of us are. But right now we got some food on the ground that's ready to be cooked tonight, and now we're just setting up our supply lines. trying to get material in there. Now, Matt's area is going to be a logistic purposes. He is right central of where all the damage is. We can go north, we can go south. So, plus, he's on a main road. He's got a big turnaround lot where we can get semis in to drop material off. And but that's it right now. We've been running and trying to figure out how and where we're going to tackle this dog. It's been challenging.
Yeah, I know Rob was down at the Jack. I met him down there. We talked. I know it's a long haul up there to Pennsylvania. I think that's where I saw some pictures that he was at.
Yeah.
He was hauling a warmer box to what it looked like, something that hold 80 pounds.
Yeah,
is that part of OBR, or is that something that Rob's that, you know, he has?
That's something that Cowboy Dan sent him out with. And I tell you, when OBR was in Henryville, Mike Mills sent in a hot box on the back of a truck. And that's when we realized that's the kind of stuff we need. Because what happens is, they'll cook through the night, and a lot of times orders will come in the day before, so we know what we're feeding the next morning. And so we can put that food in that hot box, and then as people come in, they'll grab it and then send it out to the distribution sites where the people are being fed.
Do you know how many actual barbecue guys are up or helping right now?
Well, right now we got Lynn with Holy Smokes Barbecue. She is with Mercy Chefs. They're going to be setting up. Her and Duke's going to be setting up down in Manhattan. She said it's just a devastated part of Manhattan, they'll be up there in the morning. They're en route right now. They're going to meet up in Philadelphia in the morning. Drop 1,500 pounds of chicken off with Rob and 200 pounds of rub, and then they're going to boogie on up into Manhattan and start cooking up there. That's the only two spots we got. We don't want to get up there because Matt is trying to. I don't want to overfill his spot because he's trying to run his business. He's trying to, you know, he's taking damage too. He's running his catering restaurant there on generators. And we've had a lot of teams, you know, that's calling saying, hey, we want to come in and help. Unfortunately, right now, until Red Cross gets in, and that's the other thing, just trying to get in, trying to feed these shelters, you know, to get a game plan together. After I get off the show here, I have to call Red Cross back, and then hopefully we'll have an effort going in the morning with the different churches and Red Cross shelters, getting the food in there so we can actually see what the need is going to be. But our main goal is to feed the people that's been devastated and the first responders. I know my past history was I search dogging, so I was a first responder. And boy, when you work all day, you use all the daylight you can get, and then when you're done for the day, you just want a good hot meal. And a lot of times there's not that hot meal. It's just a bologna sandwich or a peanut butter jelly sandwich. But Rob and them are going to be throwing down, you know, hot meals, the mashed potatoes, gravy, green beans. Or on the menu is going to be pork loin. And then we'll just rock it that way.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, you're doing all these efforts or you volunteer. You know, we had things happen around here. And, you know, when you're at the end of the day, you know, a lot of people, that's what you get is a bologna sandwich because, you know, that's all you can get.
Yeah.
But, you know, the hot meal does make a big difference. And I know that's what our OBR is actually doing. You know, they're serving hot plate lunches to, you know, the people that need it. And how many plate lunches do you think they're actually serving a day up there? I mean, have y'all moved into full aspect right now, or are y'all just trying to get in transition to get up there and get everything set up?
We're trying to get in transition right now. And with Matt went out in the community because he knows the community. He knows about how many people, you know, lives north and south of the Fork River or Lacey Road. So tomorrow we're going to cook for 400 to 500 people tomorrow. And then it'll really start bumping up. We don't want to cook a whole bunch of food, but we know we can feed 400 to 500 people. If the need comes in if it looks like supper's going to be a lot bigger than that, then we got smaller cuts of meat that we can get ready for supper tomorrow night.
What's the biggest radius that y'all pretty much people come in from? Is it like, you know, 20 miles, 10 miles, 5 miles radius that people come from?
A good friend of mine, that she lives west of the coast there. I asked her, you know, which part was devastated, and she said, Kevin, you can throw a dart at the coast. She said the whole thing is, you know, just wiped out. But their location, actually, Atlantic City was the hardest hit, and then Ocean. up to Long Island, and that's, I think, where we're set up, because they got the Golden State Parkways opened again, so we can actually rock, you know, get up the highway. And with the hot boxes, with somebody brought us 30 Camros in, so I mean, we can pack, you know, 100 meals in the pans on in a Camro. But that's the biggest thing. When we set up here in Henryville, that's how I got involved with OBR. I knew OBR, you know, the effort they did out in Joplin, watched on Facebook. And but when it hit right here in my backyard, when Henryville got hit, that was right, you know, behind my house. And John Apple called me from Pig Miracle up in Salem, said, "Hey, OBR's on their way." I got in touch with Will and Jeff, and they told me they was coming in for me to find them a spot. And it just kind of threw me in the middle. I didn't know, you know, I never dealt with them before. But working in as a first responder, I kind of knew what needed to be done. And and then Cousin Eddie, Robert Taylor out of Tennessee, he come rolling up. Everybody knows Cousin Eddie. He come rolling in, and he called me and said, "Hey, I'm bringing 1,500 meals hot. I'm cooking as I'm rolling." So he was the first one here, and I was trying to locate a spot. Well, we couldn't get in because they had all the roadblocks, so I couldn't get them into Henryville. And then a friend of mine, a state police officer, he seen Cousin Eddie sitting at the RMC building and said, "Hey, I know where you need to be. You need to be in Marysville, Indiana. There's a community center, and that's where Indiana Emergency Management is going to be set up." So Cousin Eddie called me, said, "Hey, we're rolling to some place called Marysville. You know where that is?" And I said, "Yeah, it's out in the country, but I know where it is." And he said, "Well, they're going to sit me up at a community center." So I told myself, I said, "Well, hell, we got a community center. This is going to be good." Well, didn't realize until I came around the corner, pulled up in front of this building that was halfway destroyed, and I seen this placard on the front. It said Marysville Community Center. But Cousin Eddie was standing, he was standing in the parking lot feeding National Guard service members and then linemen and police officers. He had a line, and he was dishing out the food. So that's when I first got my first taste of OBR, and I said, "Well, all right, we can rock this." And I just started making phone calls with people that I knew that had tents, that had trucks. So we made our own little food community there. We cooked it, and we shipped it into Henryville. And they met us at the roadblock because friends were calling me saying, "Hey, all we got is peanut butter sandwiches," or "All we got is a bologna sandwich." And I said, "We'll bring you hot food. Meet me at the roadblocks." So, And then once the word got out, then people, you know, then the shelters and stuff started coming to OBR, and then we was filling their clamshells. They would give us an order how many people they need fed. We'd fill the order, and then everybody was getting hot meals.
Yeah, that's kind of like us. You know, we live in Missouri. You know, Joplin was a huge catastrophe.
Right.
And, you know, what they done, you know, it was just, you know, it wasn't even an organization at that time. That's what's kind of, you know, that what started everything. It was just, you know, guys with barbecue grills said, "Hey, I can help. I might not be able to, you know, I don't have a rescue dog. I don't have, you know, this or that or, you know, or knowledge in that, you know, in that area field." But they said, "Hey, I can cook, and I can cook hot meals for these people." And, you know, the generosity of those people that came out was just, you know, overwhelming to see everything that was going on. You know, that's what the whole barbecue world's about. It's always been about helping each other, and, you know, and then Operation Barbecue Relief come out of it, and then, you know, we had the big tornado that come through Harrisburg, which is about an hour and a half, you know, north of us. You know, we called in, talked to them, said, "Hey, we can help out in any way." I mean, they just had tons of volunteers coming in, and, you know, Mike Mills was up there, and they, you know, he's like the general of barbecue. I mean,
he is.
You know, he's got all the tanks. He's got all the tents. I mean, he's got, you know, anything you want. He's got all the weapons. I mean, he's got everything you want, you know, right there, being right there in Marion, you know, only like 30 minutes away. I mean,
he's top notch. I mean, he sent that truck to us in Henryville. He had, I think he had 1,000, 1,200 meals on that truck. He told Jeff just to, you know, take the truck and Jeff says, when I need to bring it back, he goes, "When you're done with it." And, boy, I tell you, there's no way we could have fed the 15,000 people out of that 40 by 60 tent if we didn't have that hot truck. it made all the difference in the world.
Let me ask you this. I know OBR is a big topic on our show. You know, the storm's going on. Everything's happening right now. I know there's tons of listeners right now. How can they donate or help out the volunteering? Is there a contact email, or do they just need to go to OperationBarbecueRelief.com?
Go to OperationBarbecueRelief. Right now, I mean, after Isaac's, after the 55,000 meals we served in down there in New Orleans, I mean, it took a good chunk of our, you know, the money that we had set aside for emergencies. And when we got the conference call the other night, you know, the board directors got the, you know, all on one call, we started talking about this, and there wasn't a single person that said, you know, no, we don't have the money. Now, I'm sure there was, like me, I mean, I voted, yeah, let's go, and, you know, back of my mind, I said, oh, hell, how are we going to pay for this? I tell you what, the barbecue people have been, it's just amazing. I mean, it just brings tears to your eyes when you start getting these emails, you know, people donating, and that's the biggest thing right now. We put out there, we figured it would take us $15,000 to get going until we find a food supply. Normally when City Impact comes or Salvation Army, you know, they supply us the food and we do the cooking. But until then, we have to buy. And Rob Marion tonight, I mean, his first stop was $1,500. It was $1,400, almost $1,500 right off the bat. And, you know, you're calling you're calling around Sam's Club saying, hey, can you, you know, is there any way you can cut us a deal? Is there anything that, you know, the meat that you need to move? But, I mean, when you get into an area like that, people's already came in and bought just about everything there is. So, that's our biggest thing right now. We, with the amount of cookers that we have on site, with Lynn, she's brought her her rig up, and she was set up down in St. Bernard's Parish down there. They can flat put the food out with their big cookers, and then with Rob and like I said with Matt, we know we can feed all of our needs right now. We need money, or we need food. That's the biggest thing. If somebody's got a supply line, if somebody knows somebody in the meat industry that said, hey, I can send you this. Now, I did. I got a call from Tyson. Tyson Foods has been wonderful. I met a lady up here in Marysville, and it's Aaron Hedge. She works here at Tyson. And when I called them, because I knew they was in Cordon, and I asked Tyson up there, she said, yeah. She said, yeah, she said, I've been looking for you guys. And her grandparents' farm was right there in Marysville where we were setting up. And she actually rode the truck, our delivery, when she brought us all of our chicken. So every time, I mean, Tyson's been great with us. And tonight I made a phone call to her, and she gave me a corporate office number, you know, to get product up there for that. But people are going to get sick of eating chicken. That's the biggest thing. This thing here with the amount of damage and stuff, you know, looking at it on a map, you know, anybody can look at it, and it's a whole lot, you know, like watching a dog try to eat a basketball. You just can't get your mouth around it. It's going to be a long time. Rob Marion, I got him for 2 weeks, and I know after a week he's going to be dead tired, you know, pumping this food out. So I'd say by middle of next week, the end of next week, I'm going to be looking for somebody to, you know, go in his spot. So that's how people can help. The biggest thing is, you know, get on OBR, tell your friends and neighbors, you know, the small donations, whatever, it all adds up.
So if you're listening, or if you know anybody that cooks, or even if you don't cook, this doesn't even have to matter if you don't even cook. If you just want to help out in any way, you can go to Operation BBQ Relief. It's got its own website. Just hit, there's a, actually right when you pull it up, it says donate to Operation Barbecue Relief and how to become a volunteer. I know y'all are looking for volunteers and y'all are looking for donations.
Yeah.
Just click on it. It's easy to work, easy to go through. Nothing hard to get through it. It's OperationBarbecueRelief.com. If you know anybody that might want to help out, they can do anything, or, you know, they might not cook, but they might have a contact for a meat supplier. They might have a contact for a produce supplier. They might have a a contact somewhere else that they might be able to help out. Is there any kind of goods that y'all look for? Is there any pans? Is there any seasonings? Is there any
full size pans? Clam shells, canned goods. Number 10 canned goods. We got inundated with all the small cans. Sometimes people just clean out their pantry. Well, you don't realize how many cans you got to open. So if you can get your hands on number 10 size can, gallon size can, that's what we need. And it's a whole lot easier for us to stack too, stack in the store.
Right.
And but like I said, I got a trucking company that's going to have us two semi trailers so we can keep all of our dry goods dry. And then I got a reefer truck coming for all meat deliveries. But you know, the one thing that if you can get into even, you know, people, I don't know who's listening, but if anybody's in New Jersey, if you know a shelter that needs food, give us a call, drop us a line, and we can get the food to you. But that's the most rewarding thing, and that's one thing that Rob's not gonna, he's gonna be rewarded, you know, by people passing by and all, but when I was in Marysville and those town, I call them the towns folks, when they came in, they were the very last people that came in and ate every night, and that was life changing because, like I said, these people, you know, they're spending all their daylight out there going through just finding remnants of their lives, trying to collect that stuff, but when they come in and they sit down at the table and they have that hot meal, they just know that somebody cares.
And that's what's about right there, you know. But in the barbecue world, people really don't care about the glory. Yeah, we win trophies every other weekend or something like that. You know, every barbecue person is. But when it comes to people in need, it don't matter who you are. It don't matter if you're Three Eyes, the number one barbecue team right now in the KCBS, or you're the last team in the KCBS, because everybody's on the equal playing field. Everybody's there to do one thing. They're there to improve a mission, to help people that have lost a lot of things in their life and they're needing a hot meal sometimes it don't even come across as that, you know, sometimes it's just conversation that people are looking for. And a lot of times when you get in those situations, I know I've been in those situations when you're helping out, that, you know, there's stories and things that's happened in your life that can relate to other people, that where it just seems like everything's so devastated at that point in time, there's really nothing to look up to, but there's always something to look forward to. And, you know, OBR brings a lot to the concept. Yes, there's American Red Cross. They're all big organizations that work together to do the best that they can do to provide meals, stability, you know, shelter for everything that's going on. You know, just from the pictures I see, yeah, it is look like a basketball that a dog chewed up. I know we had a tornado that was close to us down in Crowsville, and I was there the next day. And from being in the town, knowing it like the back of my hand, and being in the town the next day when the tornado come through, it was just unreal. It takes everything in your life, and it makes you want to restructure it, and it puts it in a different area to where you don't think about anything in your life, whether you have $20 in your checking account, whether you got problems at home, whether you got, you know, anything that's going on, bills are backed up. You just see everything, the destination of everybody there and the look on their face and their houses and their homes, and you just fall in the same category. It's like everybody equals up to where nobody's better, nobody's worse, nobody wants anything more, anything less, but everybody has the same goal and the same agenda. And that's what Operation Barbecue is doing. That's OperationBarbecue.com. You can donate. You can volunteer. I'm pretty sure they're going to have tons of emails tonight. Just get on there. Click on that. They'll pretty much take anything that you donate, pretty much. But, you know, they are looking for certain things. You can look at that list that they are looking for. Right now they're looking for meat suppliers. So if you know of any meat suppliers out there, you know, get on the phone. You can give me a call at Lulu's Barbecue or Lulu's Southern Soul Radio, or you can look me up at www.lulusbarbecue.com. Operation Barbecue Relief is on there. You can contact me. I'll contact one of them. You know, I'll try to help you in the best way I can to get you in the right direction to help them out. They're looking for, you know, they're looking for donations right now because they're right now in a stable point of getting in. They just come off one big tragedy, you know, helping out down there, and now they're moving on to another one. Everything that Operation Barbecue does, it runs off donations, you know, everything that they do. So, you know, the people is what actually excel in Operation Barbecue Leaf. So if you can help out, you know, we're asking you to, you know, any way you can. Let me ask you this. Is there seasonings, any special seasonings or anything that, you know, is there seasoning companies that might be listening right now that they can donate the seasoning that they have, they might have mass produced, it might be sitting in the warehouse, it might not be selling, but they might want to get, you know, get a couple cases of y'all. I mean, is that something they can do? Is there like barbecue sauce?
Great.
Is there?
Actually, that's one thing that I didn't mention. I mean, the rub is, I mean, we go through that, you know, right now, we got Sweet Baby Ray's is sending us pallets of barbecue sauce, but we need rub. We're down to like 200 pounds of rub right now, and we have some rub coming up. But that's one thing. If there's a barbecue rub listening, we need barbecue rub.
So if you make barbecue seasoning, if you have a company, a corporation, anything like that, you know, people always think, well, you know, you have seasoning, it goes a long way. It does. If you're at home and you're cooking every other weekend, you know, that barbecue season does last a while. But if you make a batch up of seasoning or, you know, one container that you buy at the store, that don't go very far. That goes on about 4 butts, and that's about all it covers. So I know that's a big need that they need, barbecue seasoning. If you're listening out there, anybody that deals in any kind of barbecue seasoning, any kind of seasoning that can help out, if you're a charcoal company that's out there listening, or you know somebody that's part of the charcoal company, or somebody that makes charcoal, you know, I know you got to have something to fire what you are cooking. You know, there's a lot of things that, you know, they are in need of that can help out in any way. Everybody that is listening tonight can find some way to help out with OBR.
Hey,
and it would be a great suggestion for them. Yes, sir.
Stan just texted me. He said they got 1,000 pound of rub, but we will need sauce. He just now texted me.
Okay. So we're looking for sauce now. That's fine.
See,
you tell Stan, keep throwing out that trick-or-treating candy.
Well, that's what he said. He said, I just got 1,000 pounds of rub. Ask for sauce.
We're going for sauce now. If you know anybody in the sauce company. So, you know, it goes for the same thing. You know, there's always something. You know, the sauce is going to run out. You know, they're going to have plenty of season. They're going to have plenty of sauce, and they're going to run out of season. There's always going to be a use for it. It's not like you're going to donate and it's going to sell on the shelf. You know, maybe – I don't know. I don't know if grandma's at home been canning goods all winter, you know, all summer. And, you know, I don't know if y'all take them or not. But, I mean, I know some people that's got some pretty stacked cupboards. But, you know, I tell you this, I have a cupboard full of cans my brother gave me. And they're never going to get eaten. I mean, corn, green beans, all kind. I mean, would you take that if I broke open all the small cans and put them in like a vacuum seal bag? Because I mean, I have tons of it, and it's never going to get eaten. So,
yeah. I don't know. I don't know about the. you got me there. I don't know about that. But I mean, if that's all you got is a small can, send it. We'll use it. It's just that number 10s work a whole lot better. But there's one thing that you said. You said OperationBarbecueRelief.com, and it's not. It's .org.
.org. I'm sorry. I'm so used to saying .com so much, and it's sitting actually right here in front of me, .org. So it's OperationBarbecueRelief.org, O-R-G. Don't let me mess you up any. There's a big page on www.lulusbarbecue.com just in case you get lost. What were you saying, Pork Chop?
I was just saying this is awesome. I appreciate you getting us on here and giving us an opportunity just to tell people what we need. Yeah.
I mean,
like
it's,
you said, that's what barbecue family is all like.
It is. It's, you know, it's about people helping each other out. You know, that's the biggest thing in the barbecue world. And nobody great ever got anywhere doing things on their own or by themselves. They've, you know, somebody else has helped them to get there, and you know, they're taking people underneath their wings and helping them. And you know, when everybody gets together, it's just like a big old family reunion. That I know there's thousands and thousands of people wishing they could help. You know, that's like us. I wish I could go help, but you know, it's just not. I can't do right now. But you know, I know everybody out there is wanting to help out, but there's some way that you can help out. And if you contact Operation Barbecue Leaf, I guarantee you can find there's something that you can do to help them out.
Oh, guarantee it. That's how it's all come together so far, is just talking, just, you know, putting the need out there, and somebody sees it and says, oh, heck, what about your brother-in-law? I think your brother-in-law can, you know, do this or do that, and it all just comes together. But I think, I was just sitting here pondering that, you know, last week Rob Marion was cooking with Jack Daniels. This week he's cooking in New Jersey for Operation Barbecue Relief. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. It's amazing he's wearing pants tonight, too, folks. Rob Marion is wearing pants.
He is wearing long pants and sleeves.
I can't believe that one, but he is. It must be extremely cold where he is at to have pants on. He's probably listening tonight. So, Rob, keep doing what you're doing. We're standing behind you. So.
Yeah, he texted me and said, hey, I got to stop and get some long pants. And I said, why? And then he sent me that picture of that snow. I said, oh. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't think anything about the snow. You know, I was thinking hurricane. I'm thinking water. I'm thinking wind. I'm thinking trees blown over. And I get on his page, and I'm looking at these pictures, and, you know, there's snow everywhere. And I'm like, well, where did that come from? But I know it has, which I live in the middle of the United States, so it has been cold and windy down here. But I haven't had any snow, but I think they had some over in Kentucky the other day. So,
yeah, they did.
You know,
yeah.
It's just kind of one of those things.
Oh, mercy.
Well, was there anything else that you would like to add that maybe we have forgotten, or anything else you'd like to say, or anything in that matter?
The only thing I can say is that, you know, this is gonna last a lot longer than a week. If anybody has, you know, anybody thinks about stuff they're sending, wondering if we're going to use it, the stuff that we had in Marysville, when OBR finished up and we turned it over to I think it was the United Way that ended up, you know, taking over our site. There was stuff that, you know, that was still there that they could use. So, you know, all the stuff that people's donating, I guarantee it's going to be used.
All right, folks, that's my Kevin Manring, Pork Chop.
That's me.
We're talking about Operation Barbecue Relief. I have some more guests that's fixing to come on. If you'd like to get in my chat room is down right now. Something's messed up with it. I don't know what the deal is with that. But if you want to call and be a part of the show, it is 347-202-0263. We've been talking with Kevin for the past close to 45 minutes, I think, somewhere around there. And we're talking about OperationBarbecueRelief.org. That's .org, not .com, .org.
Very good.
And they could use your help in any way, donations, volunteers. Just go to their page, OperationBarbecueRelief.org, and you can find all the information that you want right there. Kevin, I appreciate having you on. If there's anything else we can do, or if y'all need to come back on again, just let me know and I'll bring you straight on.
Man, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
I appreciate you having us. Thank you.
All right, brother.
All kind of turned into country now around here. Hank was my song, Hank It. Now our next guest will be Barbecue Web TV. I have Gabe Making on, which is Polar Bear, which is part of, well, actually, I guess you'd say he's the, what do you what are you, Gabe?
Well, you know, first of all, you got Waylon Jennings on there. I just let that thing roll. I'm not sure anybody wants to hear what I got to say.
I started to, but, you know, I didn't know if they, everybody was kind of getting into it or not. I was kind of getting into it, which seems to turn it. I usually have kind of a mixture of rock or, you know, kind of R&B, and, you know, it's kind of been two shots of Jack Daniels, I guess you'd say, since we was at the Jack last weekend. Had a great time there.
Wasn't that a great time there at the Jack?
Man, it was awesome. Was it your first time going? Because it was my first time actually being at the Jack.
My first time at the Jack. Had the pleasure of going down there with my business partner, Frank Cox, from SmokerBuilder.com. And I am the Polar Bear on the Smoker Builder forums. And my other buddy, Derek Colvin, he came down there. He's the czar on there. And we just had a great time shooting all kinds of footage, getting in there with some teams, and tasting some really good barbecue.
Yeah, it's kind of different. Go ahead. No, finish up. Go ahead.
A lot of people can check out that footage, too. You know, we're in the process of wading through it. I got about a terabyte worth of footage that I'm going through right now. But BBQWebTV.com, we're going to be posting all kinds of video from this past weekend. And we, of course, were at the American Royal about, 3 weeks ago or so. And we got all kinds of videos up there from that, too. So check out BBQWebTV.com.
That's right, BBQWebTV.com. They are on Facebook. They are a part of, I think I have something up, we're fixing to have something up on www.lulusbarbecue.com. I know I put something up the other day on Lulu's Facebook, get your snout in it. So you just have to see the logo to understand that. what kind of footage did y'all get at the Jack down there? Did y'all get up on the hill any?
Yeah, we actually went to Barbecue Hill up there and had a, you know, they had a really good spread out there. They had some fried catfish and some Jack Daniels, I think drunken fried apples, along with that. I think they had some kind of potato dish, but it was really good food up there on the hill. A little, you know, change up from the barbecue, which, you know, is expected when you go to a comp. So I'm sure everybody was, you know, like to have a nice little break from that, get some fried catfish up there. But, and actually, the video I got posted on the website right now, I don't know, did you get a chance to go up to the hill?
No, we didn't make it in until Saturday about 7 o'clock, something like that.
Yeah, one of the shots in the beginning of the video is up from the hill, and just a beautiful scene there. You got smoke going through the valley and, you know, those rolling hills of Tennessee. I tell you, you can't ask for a more picturesque place to have a barbecue competition than in that valley where the Jack Daniels Distillery is there in Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Yeah, I was kind of – we kept looking up on the hill, and I was thinking, man, I wish we kind of would have come the day before, but, you know, things conflicted, couldn't actually get going, you know, into the Friday thing. You know, the whole thing kind of come about, you know, that Wednesday of going live at the Jack. It never been done, and, you know, no, and that we had some people tell us it couldn't be done. So, anyway, we proved them wrong and ended up being the number one radio show of all time for barbecue superstars right now. But
up until tonight. I mean, now everybody, you know, I'm sure the ratings are going off the charts. They hear Gabe Mankin from Barbecue Web TV's on. I mean, heck with those OBR guys. It's Barbecue Web TV time, right?
I don't know about that. It's still OBR time. Because, I mean, OBR is a big thing. So
I'm just kidding. Hold
on. I'm going to have to play you something here.
He looked down into her brown eyes and said, say a prayer for me.
That's what you're going to do. You keep talking about Operation Barbecue.
Oh, no. I'm a huge fan of OBR. I'm a huge fan of OBR. I actually lived in Joplin for 3 years. I went to school there, Missouri Southern. And I visited, you know, Joplin after the tornado. And I tell you, after spending 3 years living there and, going back there after the tornado, I barely recognized the place. And what a great organization Operation Barbecue Relief is. And, you know, just to echo your comments earlier, anybody that can get out there and help those guys out, I mean, it's just a wonderful organization. And they help people all around the country. You know, anytime there's a disaster in an area, I mean, they organize and they dispatch, and they're very social media savvy, and they just do a fantastic job. And, you know, as you talked earlier, too, OBR, Joplin, Missouri, you know, that's pretty much the birthplace of OBR, right?
Yeah, that is the birthplace of OBR. It's where everything kind of started right there.
Yeah, it was, and my, you know, Frank Cox, again, my business partner, he was actually there. I think he cooked some apples there in Joplin during the tornado. But a lot of friendships, a lot of barbecue brethren's been established, you know, through OBR, and just a great organization to support. So, yeah, be a little facetious with the comments earlier, bud. But, hey, I want to talk to you about the Jack. Thank you very much.
What did you say about Jack? I'm just messing with you. Go ahead.
That's all right. I appreciate the applause. What did you think about the Jack? You know, I saw you and your brother walking around there, and you guys were looking for some good food to eat. Did you ever find any?
No comment.
No comment. It wasn't up to Lulu's standards, huh?
No, there was some good food there. There really was. You know, even like Paul Kirk said, we was there. You know, let me throw it out there for some of you people that might not know what the Jack is and, you know, how things is. But, you know, the Jack's set up in a cattle barn. You know, all the judges are set up right there in the middle of the stalls. We're right there next to them. Everything's going on. You know, I'm tasting. They're giving us everything that the contestants are putting in their boxes, and they're judging on their plates. They're feeding us the leftovers. And, you know, I'm going to have to throw this pitch out there, but here we go. I had a sauce sample, and, you know, I pulled it up, and I already knew what it was when I saw it, and I said, man, that is Blue's Hog. And it went in my mouth, and I said, yep, that's Blue's Hog. So here's your shout-out, Blue's Hog. But, you know, the food quality that was there, I didn't have a lot that was overwhelmingly great, I guess you can say. I did have some stuff that was really good. You know, I had some good chicken. I had, in each category, I had something good. But in some of the categories, it was, you know, it just wasn't the contest quality. We were sitting there when they opened all the boxes up, when they was running around the table, you know, the presentation of it. And I'm not knocking anybody at all. But, you know, even when we talked to Paul Kirk at the end of the contest, when everybody's gone, we're talking to him, and we asked him, you know, how did the food shape up? And he was like, it really wasn't that great. You know, that was not in his words, but, you know, it wasn't as big as what, you know, usually it is with the food content. And I'm not knocking anything away from Pigskin Barbecue, because he earned that dude 100%. Hell yeah, he did, because he took four places in top 10 in each category, and he deserved that. And, you know, world champion, the family's great. But, you know, the food that we had, some of it was just average, but some of it was really good. And, I think you just get that. I don't know if it was international teams or, you know, domestic teams, but, you know, you got 80 different teams there. So, you know, we was right there in the middle of it all.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I was at the American Royal in early October, and, you know, one of the benefits of being, you know, having that all-access media pass is you get to go all around, you know, where the judges are judging.
Yeah.
Go back there by the food trough, which is, of course, where they bring the leftovers from the boxes. And I got to tell you, I mean, I ate all kinds of different turn-in comp barbecue from the Invitational there at the American Royal. And – you know, I'd have to agree with you. I mean, and I'm no barbecue snob by any means, but the quality of the food I saw at the American Royal Invitational was better than what it was at the Jack. And I did get an opportunity to taste some of those same boxes I think you ate out of. And, you know, it's all good. Don't get me wrong. But I would have to say that the food overall, from what I got to sample, and I'm no qualified judge. I'm just a barbecue lover from Missouri, just like you. But the quality of the food, I would say, at the American Royal was better than what it was at the Jack.
Yeah, I don't know if the weather played any, you know, any roles in that. I know they had some electrical issues the night before, you know, different things like that. But, you know, everybody we talked to, everybody seemed real relaxed. Everybody seemed like they had a great time. Seemed like, you know, it was friends. It was like, you know, your laid-back competition. It wasn't, you know, all up in everybody's face and we're about to win and, you know, leave us alone and, you know. I mean, because you got to think, it's the Jack Daniels. You know, all these teams are sitting around, and there's people everywhere. You know, there's people everywhere. And they're, you know, taking pictures of the contestants or up in their tents. I mean, you have people around you the whole time. I don't know if that played a big part in it or not, but, I mean, that would probably affect me. It really would. I mean, that's why we went early, met with some people, met some more people, and, you know, and kind of got that all out of the way. And but – you know, that does have to probably play a big role in it because they're right there where anybody can walk up and, you know, say, hey, how you doing, Harry Sue, or, you know, anybody, or Mike Tyson, and, you know, it's just everybody's right there, and, I mean, anybody can.
Right. Right, well, and you know, an interesting twist to that comp that I thought anyways, you know, in addition to, you know, the chicken category, you know, they had to turn in dark meat and white meat, and you know, I could see a lot of cooks were struggling with the decision on whether to go, you know, wings or the dreaded, you know, chicken breast. Everybody's afraid of that chicken breast drying out. So I think it was a bit of a little twist for the cooks, you know, during that comp.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of chicken breasts. You know, we was right there with all the turning boxes. We're out there. Troy Fraz, which was part of Lulu's, when we come down there, he come out and, you know, hung out with us, and he was all up in them taking pictures of everything. And you know, a lot of people use chicken breasts, and I was watching one box, and they had thighs, and there was six of them. They was, like, kind of in a circle, and the judge was calling, DQ, 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 and they was DQing, like, two of them.
And wow.
I was like, man, what is going on over here? Anyway.
What did you think about some of those judges, by the way?
Oh, some of them was boots.
I'm going to get you in trouble, aren't I?
I mean, some of them was, you know, great, man. I mean, you know what I mean? But, I mean, you know, that's like Stretch, and, you know, you had Keith Anderson, you had Big Jim Stencil, you had Mike Mills. I mean, I can't even go down the line of who all was there. I mean, there was a ton of people there.
Our new buddy Clint from Grilling.com, he was there judging. He's got a lot of experience, you know, 10 years on barbecue circuit, and the editor of Grilling.com, I got to chat with him a little bit, gave me all kinds of great information about what the judges were looking for, you know, and kind of the overall quality of the food. So, you know, there was a lot of good, I think a lot of well-qualified judges there. And just like with any competition like that, you're going to have a few celebrity judges in there. But, you know, overall, it looked like people that knew what the heck they were talking about.
Yeah, there were some judges there. It's been there, you know, 25 years. And then, you know, you had Paul Kirk and, I mean, there were several different ones, like Mike Mills, and then you had his daughter, you know, she was judging. So, I mean, there was a lot of qualified people there. I mean, a lot more than what I really thought there was going to be there, because that's all I ever heard about the Jack Daniels was, you know, it's all celebrities. And it was a lot of celebrities. I mean, I'm going to say it was probably 50-50, you know, 50 certified and, you know, 50 really wasn't certified, but the day before kind of thing. But, you know, it's just kind of a different event, the atmosphere, everything that's going on. I mean, there's just tons of people. What kind of footage did y'all get with BBQ Web TV?
What kind of footage did we get?
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, we shot the entire awards ceremony, which I know you guys live streamed. And, you know, we're going to have to team up on some of that maybe next year where maybe you guys do the play-by-play on our video. But we got all kinds of team interviews. Going to be putting together some like team profiles, all kinds of shots of, you know, delicious barbecue. We teamed up with Dave Baldine and Kyle Laval from Wired Barbecue, and they did a great job, you know, getting their stuff, you know, conducting their interviews. And you know, we shot teams like, you know, Swine Assassins, who, by the way, give a shout out to my boy Chris over there, Swine Assassins. They were fantastic. They hosted they basically allowed us to hang out in their camp and charge our batteries and do any kind of technological file dumping that we had to do. And, you know, they cooked up some real good barbecue, too. He had a real good showing at the Royal. Didn't do so well at the Jack. I'm hoping that's not because of us, but they were certainly accommodating. But
I mean, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, we got a lot of great footage from the event, and, you know, we're going to be having, you know, over the next week or so, you just got to give me a little bit of time to get that stuff edited and up on the site. And, you know, hopefully next year, you know, we can kind of hit the ground running with some new show concepts or show ideas.
Yeah, I know you noticed you said the whole thing about the Jack next year, maybe live streaming it. You're telling too many secrets. Keep telling all that. I mean, there's gonna be like 20 people next year trying to live feed this thing, and you know, live radio results. I mean, you know, come on, it's okay. We already understand it. I like breaking walls down. I like making things happen that, you know, that hadn't been done before. I like setting the tempo. So, you know, that's just the way we are.
But yeah, you get through the wall first. You're gonna be a little bloody, but at least you got your spot reserved for next year, right?
Oh, yeah, Jack Daniels thought we was royalty when we walked in. I mean, they couldn't have been more excited than anything just to have us live broadcast these results across the area. I mean, it was a huge thing to them. And, you know, I've talked to them. I'm not going to release any names because you have to figure out them contacts for yourself. But, but yeah, I mean, she was always talking about next year. And then, you know, if everybody gets in the works, which we won't say any names, but if everybody gets in the works for next year, it could be huge what's going to happen next year, even maybe at the American Rule, maybe at Memphis in May. I mean, Lulu's are going to be doing live results at Memphis in May. They're going to be doing them at the American Rule. They're going to be doing them at Jack. Maybe it might even be at the Jim Beam Classic. Might even show up in Tupelo, Mississippi. You never know where we're going to be at. But, you know, I'm pretty sure Barbecue Web TV is going to be there. Am I right, Gabe?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all we need is we need a couple good hosts. I don't know if you know where those are at. And just a little bit of money.
We could always use some money. So, you know, anybody can use some money. Everybody's donating to OBR right now, so I'm not going to cast you out there.
hey, that's all right, man. That's a great cause to donate to. So there's a lot of people worse off in the Northeast right now than there are here in St. James, Missouri. So that's quite all right.
So kind of explain how BBQ Web TV actually works for, you know, the person that's listening for us right now that might not have heard about you, might not know anything about it. You know, can tell them the kind of spiel of how everything works, how you get into editing, you know, things like that, and where they can actually find you at.
Sure. You know, the website's www.bbqwebtv.com. You go there, there'll be a video. It's a very simple, very clean website. We're all about video at barbecuewebtv.com, and video will play in the main player. Down below, you'll see four thumbnails of different videos right there. But if you look to the right, there's an arrow, and you can cycle through. There's probably, I don't know, 10 or 12 different videos up there right now. Most of it's from the American Royal, and they can just cycle through videos and watch them. As the week goes on, I'll be posting more videos up there from the Jack and even from the American Royal, some good stuff that we haven't got a chance to put up there yet. But right now we've got some video on there from a Iola, Kansas KCBS comp, and a real kind of edgy video about meat rub. If anybody's out there who's who's ever done any rubbing, you'll get the video if you get a chance to watch it. It's a little edgy. You might want to get the kids out of the room.
It's a family show. It's a family show. Keep it clean.
I'm keeping it clean. I'm keeping it clean. The music sets the tone. I'll put it to you that way. How's that sound?
That'll work.
We got interviews from Plowboys, Smokey D's, Diva Q, and all kinds of the barbecue pimp. He's on there helping us out from Wired Barbecue. And, you know, in the months to come, you know, we're hoping to be out there at a lot more comps, getting a lot more footage out there, perhaps doing some live streaming. And then we've got some fresh show concepts in the works to where we could have, you know, shows weekly, if not, or even perhaps biweekly. So a lot of things on the horizon for Barbecue Web TV. At the beginning of next year, we're going to try and hit the ground running in March and really get out there and spend the time in the off season here, really trying to get our feet underneath this from a technological as well as from a financial perspective. So we're a new company. You know, I think we've been in business for about 3 months. And, you know, things are starting to pick up a little bit, but, you know, content is king, and we're looking to get a bunch of fresh barbecue content up there on the site. So check it out, bbqwebtv.com.
Let me ask you this. What actually set you apart against anybody else that might be doing what you're doing right now? I mean, is there anybody else that's doing what you're doing right now? But we won't say their name, but I'm just saying, what makes you different or set you apart? I mean, what kind of background, you know, if I want to throw $10,000 off in this thing, you know, what kind of background do you have that, you know, I can say, okay, this $10,000 is not going to get, you know, busted or, you know, I'm just throwing it away. I mean, I'm pretty sure you have a good background in the concept of all this. So can you kind of explain that for me and people listening for us?
Yeah, yeah. I've got over 10 years experience in the video production industry. I've worked for a internet telephone cable provider, launched 3 different television channels for them as well as 3 different websites. I've produced over 250 different commercials in various markets. And I produce over 1,000 different events, multi-camera shoots, everything from NCAA Division II sports to all the way down to high school sports, and designed a few different city council and school board chamber meeting rooms, which is not the highlight. But I've worked in various markets from Fargo, North Dakota, to Estes Park, Colorado, and then through here in near Rolla, Missouri. So a lot of different experience in the video production world. And we at Barbecue Web TV, we embrace the concept of media convergence. And what we try to do for any potential advertiser out there is we go along the same premise as, you know, for every dollar you spend, marketing dollar you spend, you end up losing 50 cents because it's hard to target that demographic through traditional media. What we try to do is we try to recapture that 50 cents that you're going to lose, and we try to target that a little bit better by using media convergence. And what that is essentially is with our analytics that we have through our website, we can tell you, you know, who's watching the video, you know, we can tell you the screen resolution that they're watching it from and the address that they're at. And, there's a lot of other information we can get demographically from that. And we try to get any potential or any advertiser, any client, really good information on exactly where their marketing dollar is being spent and if it's hitting the demographic they're after.
So you have the knowledge to make this happen. You're only a 3-month-old company. You know, there's a lot of people that still don't know who you are. I know we've been Facebooking you. You know, is there any sponsors that you're looking for right now that you're trying to get on board? Or is there, you know, do you have some on board? Or is there something you're looking for? Or is there a way that people can, you know, contact you and, you know, maybe you might have something that can work out for you?
Right. You know, we've got a variety of different sponsorship levels. You know, right now, the first, you know, what we've been trying to do is gather enough content and get our analytics up there so that we can show prospective clients what we can deliver from a viewership perspective. You know, we have sponsorships available from, you know, $250 all the way up to $10,000 if you have a show idea or if you'd like to be the title sponsor of an upcoming show that we're going to be producing this year, or excuse me, the beginning of next year. And a way to get a hold of us is gabe.mankin@bbqwebtv.com. That's gabe.mankin@bbqwebtv.com. Just shoot me an email. I'll be sure to get back with you on any kind of details or anything you guys may want to, any ideas you may have, everything from a tile ad. We have the ability to run those lower third banner ads that you see. And we can also insert commercials either before each video, in the middle of all videos, or at the end of a video. So the content delivery network that we use, it's very sophisticated, and we certainly have a lot of capabilities that a lot of other people who use, say, something like YouTube, they don't have the kind of capabilities we have. So we've invested some money in our content delivery network, and we're hoping that pays off in the long run.
So is there anything big y'all got coming up right now, or y'all kind of settled down for the year, or is there y'all got some other things going here a little bit later in the year that y'all might be getting into that, you know, maybe people will see you out and kind of get a little bit more awareness about BBQ Web TV?
Yeah, check out next weekend in Bell, Missouri, which is about 25 miles from our house here. The Kingsford $40,000 Challenge, I think it's November 10th. We're getting confirmation on going out there. We're going to be trying to shoot some video and post some stuff out there. It's the first annual event of its kind, and it's kind of unique in the fact that they'll be cooking ribs, chicken, brisket, and either a pork shoulder or a whole hog. And there's a fifth category called Best Bite, And that'll be, you know, the different cooks using the food of their choice to represent their home region. So a very unique contest. You know, it's the first annual, and I'm about 95% sure that BBQ Web TV will be able to get in there and get some good footage for everybody to check out on BBQWebTV.com.
Are you going to be shooting any live feed out there, or are you just going to shoot it and edit it and get it up on your website?
We'll be just shooting it and editing it and, you know, putting it up there as a delayed broadcast, you could say, or on demand. Because quite frankly, in Dull, Missouri, there's not that much internet out there, buddy.
But, not very big town, huh?
No, Bell, Missouri. You're down there by Sykeson, right?
Yeah, home of the Lamberts, baby. Home of the Lamberts. Throw the rose.
Well, they got one of those in Springfield, too, don't they?
Yeah, it ain't as good as the Sykeson one, though. That's just because I live next door to it.
I think Lamberts owes you a little bit of money. That and Blue's Hog, just for those two mentions.
Yeah, I know.
Right there. Thousands
I was,
of people
I was like
heard
a,
that.
That was like a $10,000 spot right there.
Live
anyway,
mentions
I'm just
of Lulu.
Messing with you. I'm just messing with you.
No, there's a, you know...
What the hell?
Was that Darth Vader?
Had to have some Halloween stuff, you know.
Yeah, you got some fun with audio over there on the board, don't you?
Yeah, I like to play around. I mean, it's Halloween. I mean, I got to throw something out there tonight. I mean, everybody's sitting at home.
Did you dress up today?
Yeah, every day, baby. I'm the barbecue man. Every day. Every day I wear the same thing.
Oh, that's good. A little bit of sauce on you here and there, some rub on the sleeve, maybe something like that. Is that part of the costume?
No, not really. I try to stay as clean as possible. That don't really work out a whole lot for some reason. I don't know why. It's like you can be dirty. I don't know what it is. Like, you know, when you get dirty in the day, you can do anything and you won't get another spot on you. But when you're clean and you don't have anything on you, it don't matter how careful you are, you just end up, like, looking nasty. I don't know what. The front of my shirt's always covered in something. I don't know why, but, I mean,
yeah.
Just crazy. But it's just kind of one of those things.
There's two characteristics of a cook that you never, you know, you can never trust them. Number one, if they're clean. Number two, if they're skinny. So if you got a little bit of dirt on you and you got some, you got a little bit of weight on you, you know, I'm willing to eat just about whatever comes off that cooker.
We'll have to feed you sometime. Maybe you get close enough, so that way you can, what's your concepts for next year? I know you're talking about that. Is that something you want to talk about right now?
Maybe
any concepts you might be going into.
I'll buzz one by you. Maybe a couple. Don't want to give too many secrets away.
That's right. You always want to keep something in the box. You don't want to give your full assault away. You might want to throw a detour out there. But you don't ever want to throw the whole thing out there because there's always people listening. So, you know,
well,
it could be a good
be.
Thing, it could be a bad thing. Well, you know what I mean? It could be a good thing, it could be a bad thing. So you want to keep something in your own arsenal. So,
yeah, one of the concepts we have for next year is, you know, to produce a show that, you know, we'd follow the top-ranked KCBS teams around to various comps as they cook their way through the 2013 BBQ circuit. And, you know, we'd actually, you know, incorporate some graphics to show, you know, the points as they get them and how they're doing in the KCBS standings and, you know, make it a weekly show and do as much live streaming as possible from those various events. That's just one concept, and I know it's a very broad concept right now, but again, I'm not going to give you the refined details in case there's any other video production companies out there wanting to snag some some concepts. But and we've got another show concept where we actually hold a competition that that truly demonstrates the capability of a real pitmaster instead of a you know, less of a game show approach, I guess is what I should say.
Okay. Let's go ahead and put it out there. You already put it out there. Let's go ahead and put the name out there with it.
No. The capability of a real pitmaster. That's all I said.
You're right. I mean, it is, you know, us, you know, which Pitmasters is coming out November 17th, I think is what's coming out. I might be wrong. It might not be the date going up. You know, I know several people that's actually, you know, it's going to be on the show, you know, wish them luck. I pretty much know all the winners, but, you know, that's one of those things. But, you know, it is more of a game show now. I didn't realize it. I really never realized it. And I was happened to be some TV reruns going on, and there was season one Pitmasters was on. And it really was different than, you know, than the second one that I just totally did not like at all. I didn't care for it one bit. And then, you know, the third one was, you know, different. You know, they're more in a, you know, kind of a competition, but it's at competitions, but it's still kind of that game show feel. But the first one, I didn't really realize, you know, everybody that was talking about it was like, man, number one season was the best season ever. And, you know, I have to agree with them. It was cool right down to the end of it. I mean, to sit there and watch it, and it was something different. It was real. It's what people want. People want to see real things. They don't want to see things that's been faked. Not saying that their cooking's being faked. Don't get me wrong on that. Their cooking is real, and that's what they do every day. I'm just talking in a game show, you know, type scenario instead of a field of, you know, like at the American Rule, 525 teams, you know, or a competition down at Tupelo with 80 teams and, you know, things like that. You know, it's just three people that's cooking. So, you know, I can see that happening next year. You know, you can get into that, and, you know, Tupelo would be a big contest for you. You know, if you could get in down there and yank some change down there, maybe we can throw some connections together and get you involved with some people. I mean, you won't want to cover me at all. I mean, I can tell you that right now.
No, I don't have enough camera lenses, man. They'll be breaking left and right.
Yeah, you're exactly right on that one.
And I'm a fan. You know, I'm a big fan of Pitmasters. I do like the show a lot. But, you know, I like to think that we approach the barbecue world from a completely different angle, which is more of a documentary type style. You know, we want to engage our viewers, but at the same time, we want to, you know, we want to educate them on barbecue, you know, not just the flash, not just the people yelling and screaming or whatever. You know, we want to showcase, you know, what a flavor profile really is, you know, what that sweet sauce, you know, does to the flavor profile of, say, a little bit of heat in that meat. And how does the heat even get in there, you know? We want to go into detail of the prep. You know, we really want to, you know, kind of educate our viewers as well as entertain them. And I think we can do that with a little bit of help next year, both from a financial perspective and a talent perspective. So if you know any aspiring, you know, folks who want to get in front of a camera, I'm sure you don't. But if you do, you know, we'd be willing to talk to them.
I don't know any good-looking ones right now, but I know some ones that are full of you know what I'm talking about. But, you know,
you're full of something.
Right. Yeah, that's right. You're full of something. You know, just roll it off the sleeve left and right.
Yeah.
But, you know, your concept is huge. You know, I see that concept, and I see that because, you know, nobody is doing that. Nobody has pulled that concept in to, you know, pull the regular person that, you know, for the average person that cooks, yeah, you know everything goes on because you're in your own trailer and you're doing it. But, you know, for the average person, like the people that, you know, people that comes to Jack Daniels, you know, they had a huge turnout. I don't know how many people they actually had there. I have no idea. Never got that number. But, you know, the concept to come, that's the closest thing at the Jack Daniels. I think it's one thing that makes it a huge contest is because the people, they can come, they can be within 3 feet of your trailer, they can be within 3 feet of you, they can see everything that's going on, they can see all the turn-in. And what's made it awesome is that all the people, all the fans of barbecue are sitting over here in these bleachers, and they're like 5 feet away from all the turn-in judges, all the plates, and then when they get done with the plates, they're letting them sample stuff. So, you know, that's something you can't see at any other contest, and I think it's what brings people in and why the Jack Daniels grew to be so huge, because they kind of went outside the limits of what regular was, and it's kind of like what you're doing. You're trying to go outside the limits of regular, and I think it'll be a big concept. I really do. I think it'll be something huge that can be done, and, you know, if you find the right sponsors and people to, you know, to get on board, I think the local person, just the average Joe, will come out and, you know, watch that show and, you know, see how everything really happens, because that's what people really want to know is the, you know, the background history of, you know, what's going on.
Right. Yeah, and that's the other thing, too, is, you know, paying tribute to some of those, you know, older teams at the same time. You know, there's a bit of a changing of the guard happening right now with these barbecue competitions, and, you know, we certainly want to, you know, recognize some of those older, more established teams, but, you know, embrace those new guys that are coming up. And, you know, there's a lot of new techniques out there and twists of old techniques that are being, you know, applied, you know, in all these comps right now. And, you know, you look at, like, say, Pigskin, you know, that's a young guy who's winning a lot. And he's winning everywhere. He's not just winning at the Jack Daniels. He's winning all over the country. And I'm sure he's what is he out in Vegas right now? Weren't you going to have him on?
He is on a plane right now. He was leaving out on a plane at 7:30 to head to the World Food Championships. Big Papa Smokers, which is his sponsor, was pulling a rig down there for him to cook on. He found out like a day ago, and he hopped on a plane. He's flying out there to cook with the best. So he didn't even know it was going to happen, and, you know, so there he is. So, you know, there's a good chance that he could walk away. I don't know if a barbecue person will actually win the World Food Championships, and I talked about this to somebody that's actually going to the World Food Championships, and they was like, man, I think the same thing. Now, there's a lot of good barbecue cooks, but, you know, if you don't know anything about the World Food Championships, they're cooking against everybody. They're going to cook. I'm pretty sure they cook down to barbecue people against barbecue people, burger people against burger people. I don't know. Ham and cheese people get. I don't know. I don't know what all's out there. I really don't know unless I pull it up. I know there's a lot of different things because I've read it. But, you know, and then they compete them against each other. So, you know, it could be a burger that wins the World Food Championships. It could be some lobster. I mean, I don't know. It could be grandma's dessert. I mean, I don't, you know, that's what I'm saying. It's a big field to play. And, you know, even just them getting invited to that event is world class in its own. I mean, you have done something to be invited to that because they took nothing but the best. I mean, nothing but the best. So, you know, that's a huge honor for all the people out there. You're probably out there listening to us. I don't know, but you'll probably listen to an Argive. Good luck, and we wish you the best of luck out there at the World Food Championships. You think that might – I don't know. Is that the first year that's actually been done? Do you know that?
I'm not sure at all, but, you know, I'm glad you – I'm going to shift gears a little bit here. I'm glad you brought up desserts because I tell you know, at the Jack, I saw some of the most amazing-looking desserts. I didn't get to taste as many, but I saw some of the most amazing presented desserts there that I've ever seen in my life. They were truly amazing. Did you catch any of those?
No, I didn't. I was mad about that situation. They was calling for judges because there was, you know, some older people. I think they might have had some diabetes or something like that. I'm not real for sure, but they could not judge dessert. And I am yelling across the whole place, I will take dessert, I will judge dessert, and, you know, things like that. And I went down there to where they was turning them in at. And the plates that they was turning in was amazing. I mean, I can't even describe what they look like. They had everything you can think of and stuff that I had no idea what it was. And they was all in samples of six, and these were just – I mean, it looks like something that's coming out of a five-star restaurant or a five-star dessert place. I mean, that's how amazing they was. And I tell you what, nobody shared their dessert with us. I mean, I got chicken, I got pork, I got ribs, I got brisket, I got sauce, I got everything. But I ain't getting no dessert, and I was kind of upset because I was looking forward to eating something because it all looked amazing. But, I mean, we got some Swedish chocolate from the Swedish lady, so, you know, it was great. But anybody compared to the dessert that was there.
They probably saw you boys looked full already. You didn't need any dessert at all, you know. It's you were well anchored to your chairs there, so I'm sure – you probably didn't look too full, or you probably looked full. But
I mean, you know, hold on one second. I got a caller online. Let's pull him in and see who is this. Hey, 256, how we doing?
Hey, we're good. This is Lynn with Holy Smoke.
Hey, Lynn, how we doing?
I'm great. How about you guys?
I'm
doing
not
well.
Too bad. I tell you what, won't you hold on a minute, and then I'll pull you on here in a minute. Okay?
Yeah.
You still there, Gabe?
Yep, right here.
What was you going to say?
I was just going to say, you know, I got a chance to – there was a Jack Daniel's barrel molded in chocolate, and then you poured – there was a some type of valve to where you poured chocolate out of it to fill up the dessert cups, which were also made out of chocolate. Probably the most impressive dessert that I saw there. So big fan of those desserts there at the Jack. Really impressed by they were very photogenic, which, of course, you know, serves my purpose very well. And just had a great time at the Jack, and glad I ran into you guys. So,
yeah, I mean, we're glad we ran into you also. I mean, we were just kind of strolling down the walkway, and there you are. Y'all just kind of pop up, and Lulu's, and I'm like, who are these guys? No, I'm
just
messing with you.
Just a couple of Missouri boys, that's all.
You know, we knew who you were, so, you know, we had to give you a hard time at first. And, you know, it's kind of like you're at a a wedding rehearsal, everybody's got their cameras out. You know, everybody has got a camera at the Jack Daniels. Everybody's taking pictures left and right, videotaping everything. You know, it wasn't nothing to say, hey, can you take a picture of us? And everybody was like, yeah, I'll take a picture of you, and blah, blah, blah. You know, we got a picture made. We got to meet quite different people. And, you know, it's just, you know, it was a great time. It's something that I actually look forward to going back to and, you know, being a part of again. So, well, Gabe, I'll tell you what, I'm going to pull Lynn on. I appreciate having you on the line, and then we're fixing to get right into Malcolm Reed with How to Barbecue Right, but I'm going to pull Lynn in. She's kind of – I'll let you tell her story here in a minute. Is there anything else you'd like to say, Gabe?
No, just thanks for having me on. Folks, you get a chance to check out bbqwebtv.com, and we'll be having a lot more fresh content up there in the coming weeks. And, you know, if you're interested in becoming a sponsor at bbqwebtv.com, shoot me an email at gabe.mankin@bbqwebtv.com.
Well, I appreciate you coming on, Gabe. And if there's anything we can help you out with, just let us know. And, you know, maybe we'll bring you back on again.
Hey, sounds good. I'm sure we'll be in touch. And we need to get down there and eat some of that Lulu's barbecue down there.
You do. You need to come up or come down.
All right. We'll do, buddy. Have a good show.
Later. Appreciate it.
See you.
Later. Is this Lynn?
It is.
How we doing, Miss Lynn?
We are wonderful.
Tell everybody why you called in.
I just wanted to try to catch up with you guys a little earlier when you had Kevin on from OBR. And couldn't seem to get caught up, so I missed that whole segment. But I wanted to just kind of give you guys a shout out and let you know how much we appreciate the support that you're giving us. My team is headed towards Lower Manhattan right now, and we're trying to get the supplies up there that we need. And you guys are doing a great thing, trying to help us get supplies to these guys that are out there trying to cook and feed the disaster folks.
Yes, ma'am. They said that Lower Manhattan was actually flooded. Is that right?
We aren't in place there right now. We're working on it. Yeah, it is. It's bad there right now. That's where one of the main transformers went out. The area that my team is going into, they're going to a school down there, and it's on the Lower East Side, and there is no power, no water, and it's just not a – It's an area where people struggle anyway, and then
yes,
you take any of the, you know, the bare minimums away from them, and they really have nothing. So they're in dire straits right now. So our team and Mercy Chef's team, we're all trying to get to that area right now. We've got supplies, you know, on board to get us through probably 2 or 3 days worth of cooking, and then we're going to be scrambling. So unfortunately, I wasn't able to go. Got catering obligations here next week. I usually travel with the group, and wasn't able to do it. So I'm trying to work the phones from here. But you guys just do a great job in trying to, you know, to support the OBR effort, and just wanted you to know how much we really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you calling, and you know, we appreciate just being a help of everything. Is there a number or contact that they might be able to get in touch with you to where,
yeah,
I don't know if you're running like one area and like somebody else is running another area, that, you know, something that, you know, maybe anybody can help. This is part of Operation Barbecue Relief. This is Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
Did you tell them who you was with, Lynn?
I'm with Holy Smoke Barbecue. We're out of North Alabama. And my number is 256-891-7592. We're trying here in North Alabama to organize a drive to get, you know, canned goods and clamshells and foil and a lot of the things, the basic, you know, item needs that we need to cook and do what we do best. And we're trying to do that from here. I don't know if there's, you know, any of the listeners that are down in the southeast area where we are might want to kind of pitch in on that. That'd be great. We're going to probably be deployed for a couple of weeks at least up in that area. This is our third time, Holy Smoke's third time deploying with OBR, and great group to work with. You know, these cook teams that come from all over the country. I mean, I talked to a guy today, and he said, 1,100 miles, looks like I need to get ready, you know, and that's just the attitude of these cook teams. And it's, you know, the barbecue family is awesome. They're just awesome people to work with. And, you know, they're a very giving group of people, and can't ask for anybody any better to work with.
You're exactly right, Lynn. You are exactly right. If you want to help out in any way, you can contact Operation Barbecue Relief. You can contact Lynn there with Holy Smokes Alabama. In case there's some people down there listening to Alabama right now, more than likely there is. And you can contact her to where they're fixing to set up some kind of drive. It's 256-891-7592. And I'm pretty sure you're on Facebook too, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
yes, I am.
Y'all can find them on Facebook. And then you can probably find the rest of the information you need. Just give her a call and help organize everything and, you know, help the OBR out.
Y'all were driving me crazy, too, talking about all that chocolate. So I got to go find some Halloween candy or something.
Well, Miss Lynn, I appreciate you coming on.
Right.
And if there's anything
Thanks,
we
Lynn.
Can do, just let us know, okay?
Thanks. Lots of prayers.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good one. Night.
Bye. Malcolm Reed has been declared Barbecue Person of the Year by Barbecue Superstars, which is a big honor. Malcolm, are you there tonight?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How's it going?
Pretty good. How's everything down in your neck of the woods down there?
Oh man, it's wonderful, wonderful. We're having a great year down here. Just glad to be barbecuing.
Yeah, did you get the kids off trick-or-treating? I know I was kind of coming in tight on the schedule there, and I appreciate you coming on the show for us.
Oh, yeah, you know, I had to go out and do round one. Now they're still out doing round two, so.
Man, how late y'all stay at down there trick-or-treating?
Well, you know, I got a three-year-old, and he's out with a big group, so I don't know. It's about past his bedtime, so I'm sure he's giving them fits right now, but Mama still got him out, so.
Did you give him a... pillowcases to get that candy with? Because it sounds like there's going to be a lot of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, I know Daryl Mast interviewed you the other day down there to Jack. Well, yeah, you know, you had the glorified suit on. Let's talk about the glorified suit real quick. You know.
All right, all right.
What actually brought up to where you was going to wear the big white suit?
Oh, man,
Jack Daniels.
We were just styling and profiling. You know how we do it in North Mississippi. We had to go out and bring out the Boss Hog suit, you know. Just, we're going to the Jack. I might not get a chance to go back. So, you know, I had to do it up.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought when I saw that suit. I was like, man, he looked like Boss Hog. But then again, he kind of looked like Jack Daniels, too. So, you know, he was kind of a structure there. Everybody, if he's probably stood there, everybody took their picture with you. But I know... Daryl Mast did an interview with you the other day, and he told on air that you was going to be declared Barbecue Person of the Year. I mean, what did you think about that when he told you that?
Oh, man, that was a big shock and surprise, man. I was tickled to death. I didn't ever expect anything like that. And Daryl hit me with it when he saw me. You know, I had no idea. I didn't even know that we were up for anything like that, you know. So I was shocked, but, you know, I was, you know, humbled too because we've had a good year, but I know there's other people out there that, you know, any given contest, anybody can be beat. I just went out and did my thing this year, and, you know, it, the stars have aligned, so we had a good time.
Yeah, I know you won Tupelo, you know, right at the very beginning of the year. You know, you come down there and it's just killer hogs. I mean, I know that had to blow your mind. I mean, what was there, 80, 90 teams down there?
Yeah, I think there was right at 89. And, you know, my brother didn't even go to the awards. He was beat down after that contest. That was our first one this year. And, you know, we sent him a text. So we got that Colin Chicken. And then before I got off the stage and filled out the little W-2 form or whatever they made me fill out there, they didn't call my name in ribs. So I got my wife on and told her to get on the phone. She better call Waylon and get him over there. He's going to miss the whole thing. And we turned around and got a call in port. And I said, man, if we didn't screw Brisket up, you know, we got a shot at this. But it started coming down there at the end. And next thing you know, they calling us at the end. That's where you want to be.
Yeah, I mean, that was a huge victory to start off the year. I know I've seen you at several different competitions. You know, we've got to say hi. You know, you always get the, you know, the how you doing look or the, you know, what's going on. But, you know, most of the time nobody really has time to talk to each other. And then, you know, it's like when we was down at Pine Bluff, you know, Miss Debbie and Tom, they was down there and they was cooking, part of the judges committee of what they do. And, you know, we got to stand out there in the rain and talk a little bit. It's really the first time I actually got to have a real conversation with you about everything. And, you know, we just sat there and talked barbecue and ate some food and sat up in the rain.
Yeah, we had a good time, man. I really like the Pine Bluff contest. That was our first time to ease over that way. And it's always when you got time to talk and, you know, talk with folks, that's what's great about barbecue. I know a lot of times we're blowing in late because – working on Friday, and then we're trying to get set up, and you don't have as much time as you'd like to, you know, to get around and see everybody. But it's always nice, you know, to get to stand around and, you know, have a cold drink or whatever and, you know, just catch up with everybody.
Yeah, I know when I was talking to you there, I know you was kind of working on the rib thing, kind of like what we was doing. We was kind of trying to isolate what was going to win in the rib category and trying to figure it out. Did you figure that out before you went to the American Royal, what you was going to do, or did you stick with the game plan that you plan on going with?
Well, we kind of stuck with what we've been doing. We figured out the end of the year is a bad time to start swapping stuff up. So we kind of, you know, did things the way we've been doing, and we had okay results. The results was a little bit better at the Jack. We hit 15th there out of a real tough field, so we were – you know, we were glad to get that, but we still got a little tweaking to do to get ready in this off season to get ready for next year. But I just, you know, what we do around Memphis area, and y'all are pretty close too. You know, baby backs tend to do pretty well around here, and that's usually what we're cooking. And then when we step out of that comfort zone, you get out away from the Memphis area, you got to start thinking about them spare ribs, and that's just a, you know, something that we needed to nail down. And, you know, they're two different animals when you go cooking them. You know, you can't just do the same thing with them. So that's one thing, you know, a little different technique that we're working on.
That is 100% true right there. I mean, they are two different monsters. You know, I've had a problem with spare ribs. I have, you know, I'm not a spare rib cooker. I cook baby backs every day. I mean, every day I cook baby backs. And that's just what I'm key to do, and that's what I like, and that's what I know. You know, I can put them on there, I can watch them, I can tell what everything's going to happen. But, you know, you get with the spare ribs. I've tried to do spares a couple times this year. They've done all right. But it's just a different process, and I don't think I've learned that process myself. Even the seasoning, the same way, you know, the seasoning takes to the baby back rib, it don't take the same way to that St. Louis cut, that spare rib. It don't work the same way. And, you know, it just kind of puts you in a bind. And, you know, I know, you know, y'all like the baby backs, and that's what we go for. And, you know, at contests, you just kind of throwing a coin out there every once in a while, trying to figure out what's just going on or trying to stay in the pack with everybody. I mean, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, that's what we were thinking. You know, everybody else was – and that's kind of the way KCBS is. You got to do what everybody else is doing. You get stuck in that boat. And we've tried to, you know, step out and do things a little bit different, but the judges just don't seem to reward you enough for that creative thinking. So we were just trying to, you know, to go back to a basic flavor on a spare rib, and then, you know, and really what we were keying in is trimming, because, you know, with baby backs, there ain't a whole lot of aggressive trimming you got to do to them, but them spares are a whole other, you know, way to trim. So what we did was I started with just the whole slabs and broke them down Kansas City style myself. That way I can leave what meat I want on there and get off all the trash and all that and get them where I want them, you know.
Yeah, the baby back, you know, usually what I get is kind of like a super trim meat, and then you got the spare rib. It's just a, you know, just a big hunk of meat, and you cut it down to what you want. And, you know, it's never something that's never set well with me at all. And, you know, that's what you were talking about with the KCBS. You either have to do what everybody else is doing and fit in and get into that little nook area, or you're not going to do well, because if you try to do something outside the box, it's just, you know, it don't work. Because, you know, we've turned in spare ribs, we turn in baby back ribs, and like my brother says, I've watched enough videos to know if you turn in a baby back rib, it's like, you know, it's going to stand out amongst everything. It's not even going to be judged the same way. And, you know, he's probably right in that, but I just like cooking the baby backs. I like the way they taste. It's different meat, so.
Yeah, that's me too. I prefer them. If I'm going to eat them, I'm going to eat baby backs any day. A spare is just a little too fatty, and it's a different flavor, you know. It's on down the rib there, and it's just not as good to me. You know, some people prefer them, but that's, you know, apples and oranges, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that's apples and oranges, because I just do not like eating them. Well, let me ask you this. You know, you got to the Jack Daniels. You was coming in there. You got there. Did you perform as well as you thought you was going to perform, or did you perform better than what you thought you might do there?
Well, we had low expectations, because I was told going in that you just had to throw everything out because of the way the judging is at the Jack, and they use a lot of, you know, celebrity judges and special invited judges. So, you know, not taking away from nothing from those guys that won, because they did an outstanding job, but we kind of, you know, went in with the mindset that, you know, if we didn't get a call, it wasn't going to surprise us. We were just thrilled to be there, you know, being there for the first time and you know, getting on the whiskey and all that, and making, you know, making the most of it. That's what we went to the Jack to do.
Did y'all go up on the hill Friday night or any time like that?
Oh yeah. We went up there, went to the dinner, had a big time, listened to the band, and, you know, ate a good dinner, and then after that, it was time to get back down there and freeze, get to cooking. It got a little chilly there that night down in the hollow.
Yeah, it got a little windy and a little cool. I know Saturday when we arrived, it was just kind of bone chilling out there when we saw you and using some flannel pants. So,
you know, I put those on thinking I was going to get a nap, and they stayed on until right before it was time to go to the awards the next day. It was so cold. Before I knew it, I was about to put the white suit back on. I needed every layer I could get.
Did you find it kind of tasking, you know, dealing with all the spectators that was there? Because, I mean, I know after we come by, I think around your area, around 8, I think is what it was. And I know y'all was messing with some stuff, so we didn't really stop and talk a whole lot. But I know, like, an hour and a half later, around 10 o'clock, I mean, it was just the whole place was packed full of people, you know, turning in started. And, I mean, did the spectators kind of bother you at all, or was it kind of amusing? Or, you know, how did that affect your cooking? Because, you know, that has to be something you have to take into play right there.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it bothered us, because, you know, being with the How to Barbecue Right, we pretty much open ours up to anybody anyway. So we're kind of used to people coming through and wanting to just kind of observe. And it really didn't bother us. But, I mean, you know, I could see where if somebody wasn't used to it, because it got big. I mean, you had people standing outside your booths and, you know, kind of watching what was going on and you know, wanting samples. That's one thing people don't realize is contests. You know, a lot of spectators, they think they can come there and, you know, and try something or you know, going to get something to eat. And it doesn't work like that, you know. I wish we could give some of it out sometimes, because we have to deal with so much going home. But it didn't really bother us, I guess. I mean, it got thick on turn-ins. That's where you run into trouble. We had to allow a little extra time to get through the crowd.
Yeah, I mean, there was tons of people there, you know, while you're turning boxes. And I was watching everybody, because I was sitting up there, and they was all pretty much in a single file line coming through, dropping off the boxes, which was a lot different, because usually you see, you know, like one or two come up there and they're dropping off their boxes, but everybody was kind of in a single file line. Did y'all do all the categories that was there?
We just did the four main meats and then the Jack Daniel's sauce. That was the main area that we did. We didn't do the desserts or any of the cooking from the homeland or any of that stuff. Just being our first time and not knowing what to expect, we just, you know, wanted to stick with the basics.
Yeah, I know that, you know, some of the desserts were, I mean, me and Gabe was talking about from BBQ Web TV, and, you know, the desserts were just amazing. I'd have gave anything just to judge the desserts. But, I mean, they just – they looked awesome. But, yeah, if we go back next year, you know I'll be eating some dessert. I can't tell you that. But, yeah, we got to eat a lot of contest food and, you know, a lot of the judges, you know, they was partially, you know, I'd say 50% was KCBS judges and the other 50% was, you know, celebrity or somewhat of a celebrity judge that got, you know, classified the night before or that day. But, you know, I guess you'll kind of have that, but it is an experience. What was your most fascinating thing at the Jack Daniels that, you know, if anybody's going or traveling or maybe they're coming next year just to be a spectator or if they get there and they're actually cooking an event, you know, what would you actually tell them that they need to do while they're there?
Oh, you just got to walk around and check out the little town and the square and all that. And, man, the people in Lynchburg were just had their arms wide open, man. Everywhere we went, they were glad you were there. You know, you walked in the store and they go, oh, you're cooking? You get a discount on anything you buy, you know. And it was just, you felt like, you know, they were just glad you were in their town. And I know, you know, I think 400 people live there during the rest of the year, and then, you know, they get 20,000 people that come in this one weekend, so it's a big deal for them. And that was one thing, you know, just seeing how the town is, and, you know, it was cool, man. It was that's probably my favorite contest now that I've ever been to. The one up in Virginia at Galax was one of the other ones, and it reminded me a lot of that. You got the small mountain town feel, and that, you know, I think those are cool.
Yeah, that's one thing that, you know, really amazed us is, you know, you come into town and, you know, everybody treats you like royalty. I mean, we wasn't even cooking, but they knew we was from out of town. And, you know, everybody treats you like royalty. The hospitality was just, you know, amazing. What I thought was, you know, was something different was that they were selling spots in their front yards for parking that, you know, you could get access right there beside where you were set up at. You know, we had this free pass to park, you know, park in a certain area, and it was like, 5 blocks down past the contest, and this guy's up here selling, you know, $5 spots where you can park your car at. You know, we went down there, but we ended up going back and paying the man $5 and parking right there and being within 10 feet of the gate to get in the contest. So, you know, that's not something you see every day. So, you know, it is rather, you know, rather different. Let me get on another point here. You're on howtobbqright.com. This is your website, correct, that, you know, you put up, that you publish. Tell us a little bit of what's actually on this website and, you know, what the average Joe or the competition guy, you know, what can they find on your website? I know it's got a lot of information, tons of stuff. Can you explain a little bit of that for me so everybody out there listening can, you know, go look you up at howtobbqright.com? You can look it up right now while actually Malcolm's talking about it.
Yeah, well, what we do with How to Barbecue Right, it's just a place where I can share, you know, techniques and you know, different recipes and stuff that's going on with barbecue. When we first got started, you know, there wasn't a ton of stuff out there, and then what was out there, you didn't know, you know, how reliable it was, and I had a lot of questions, and then my wife come up with ideas, you know, she said, we're doing all this, why don't we just start documenting what we're doing? And that's kind of what we started doing. So we started shooting videos and just, you know, putting up information for people that had questions just like us to have a place to go and, you know, have it resourced. And it started out small, but, you know, it's taken off. It's got to be a full-time deal where I'm having to, you know, constantly try to add new stuff to it. And it's just a place to help people out. And we really had have fun doing it. We do a newsletter. I try to do one weekly. Sometimes I have to skip a week depending on cook schedule and all that. But it's a good place with some good information on it, on not just competition barbecue. I try to, you know, put stuff out there that anybody that's got a grill in their backyard or interested in smoking can find something on there, and it's a starting point. And I tell everybody that, you know, because I did it this way, it isn't the way that you have to do it, but it gets you thinking, and that's what we use it for. You know, I'm always a student of barbecue, so whenever I see something, I put it to work. You know, I try to change it around to where it works for me, and that's what I want people to do with the information on howtobbarbecueright.com is take that and, you know, make it their own, and that's, you know, that's a big part of giving back to barbecue and, you know, just helping people out.
I'm not going to lie. I've been on a lot. You know, I watched you prep your ribs. I think you had a Memphis and May video up of your ribs. You had them in the tinfoil canoes, and you saucing them, and, you know, things like that. I'm not going to lie. I got on there. I tried it. I try to cook like that. I'm not going to lie. I mean, he's world class. I mean, he's like a world champion. You know, he's won stuff down at Memphis in May. You know, he won down at Tupelo. I mean, you know, and the thing about Malcolm is he is winning. You know, he is winning contests. But, you know, what the thing that sets Malcolm aside from a lot of people is his attitude. It's, you know, it's what makes him up. It makes him a personable guy to where you can talk to him. You know, he does have information. He will share it with you. It's not like, you know, everything's hidden. You know, he does have secrets just like everybody else. But, you know, he's willing to help out, and, you know, that's what this page is about. I mean, they got, you know, recipes, he's got videos, he's got competition cooking, he's got a blog, he's got a newsletter. I imagine you got to sign up for the newsletter. It's right here. It's right on the front page. You sign up, put your email in, you know, they'll send it to you. You can find a history about killer hogs and how to barbecue right, or you can just contact them. But there's tons of YouTube videos on there, tons of things going on. Do y'all have a class or anything y'all teach right now, Malcolm?
Well, we're teaming up with Mark Lambert, who's, man, three-time world champion Memphis in May and big KCBS cook himself. And, you know, he's more focused on the MBN side of things and that style of cooking. And what we're doing, we're teaming up in January, and we're actually running a dual class where we're going to do hog, we're going to do, you know, all four KCBS categories, and we're going to do MBN categories. But we're also, you know, besides hands-on barbecue and, you know, tips, secrets, techniques, whatever you want to call it, we're doing all that, but we're also going to talk about how we started marketing our teams and then how we developed our sauces and rubs and took those, and worked with co-packers to take them to market. Now, you know, it's going to be a real good class that we're really excited about.
Yeah, can I get a discount on that?
I'm sure we can work something out.
I mean, it does. It sounds like you're getting two classes in one. You know, that one I know is going to be close to me. You know, it's within an hour. You know, I have connections down there. I can get down there. Is it going to be within the Memphis surroundings, down there around South Haven, Mississippi, around all that area?
Yeah, it's actually going to be at right off of Witten Road and I-40. So it's kind of on the east side of Memphis, but it's out there. There's some good hotels out there around the Cordova, Germantown Road, I-40 area. And it's real easy to get to. We got a commercial kitchen out there. Business is letting us use it. You know, it's got a big meeting room and all that. So it's going to be perfect location for what we're doing. We're also trying to work up some kind of meet and greet thing where people that want to that come in on Fridays, we can go, you know, have a drink or something and maybe go to a barbecue joint around that somebody hadn't been to. It's kind of some idea we're kicking around, you know, maybe have a few more people come in and speak or, you know, just get to know each other because that's what a lot of it's about too.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people don't have the connections, but, you know, anywhere within the barbecue world, I mean, you can talk to anybody. They'll talk back to you. You know, they'll help you out. But, you know, a lot of people don't know how to market their stuff or how to market their rubs. What kind of seminar are you going to give on that? Is this going to be a two-day class or a one-day class, or is it going to be a couple of days? How, you know, any scheduling on that, how are you going to have that worked out?
Yeah, it'll be a Saturday, Sunday pretty much because, you know, we'll have to do the hog, and it takes it several hours to cook. So it'll be, you know, all day Saturday, and then we'll finish up Sunday morning. But we're just going to work in the other stuff during off time when we're not prepping meat or talking about, you know, seasons and all that. We're going to throw in some more. We're going to throw in a lot of the business side of stuff. And that's just – it was some just added material that we get a lot of questions on. And Mark's real, you know, he's barbecue-minded and he's got his irons and a lot of fire. So he's, you know, that's who I go to when it comes time to talk business stuff. I go to Mark. He's my resource for that, and he's taught me a lot. And really, it's just passing on information and stuff that we went to. Because, you know, as y'all probably know, when you get started on the business side of it, I don't care if it's developing your rub and, you know, working with co-packers or if it's getting started vending or whatever, you got a ton of questions. And there's not a lot of, you know, a lot of times you don't know where to go for those answers.
Yeah, I mean, you really don't know where to go. That's one part that, you know, that hasn't been into the barbecue classes or into kind of the barbecue world. It's kind of been a business class of, you know, how to project everything. You know, we've dealt with different people trying to get our stuff actually packed, seasoning, sauce like that, but it's been so difficult to where we've just kind of quit messing with it because they couldn't get it right or they was having issues, their prices went up, or it was like, you know, nothing ever got set in stone, and, you know, we kind of gave up on it. So, you know, that makes me interested to come to your class, kind of go over that and, you know, figure out when that's going to be. You said you was going to start that in January?
Yeah, it's actually, if you go to barbecuelive.com, it's got all the information on there. It's BarbecueLive.com. And I think, just off the top of my head, I think it's the 19th and 20th. We tried to work it in a couple of weeks before the Super Bowl. We know everybody's going to be, you know, tied up watching football that time of year, but we wanted to do it in January, which is a good off-season month for barbecue and several weeks away from Christmas, so it didn't, you know, interfere with any holiday time.
Give that information out one more time, just in case somebody's listening, they was trying to grab a pen and write down, and they didn't get it all. So, you know, give that information one more time.
All right, it's www.barbecuelive.com. That's barbecuelive.com.
So that's barbecuelive.com. They're going to start a class in January. You can go on barbecuelive.com, and you can find out all the information about the class. I imagine there are some forms in there. You can send some emails that, you know, if you do have any questions, I mean, you might be in California, you might be in Missouri, you might be in Kentucky. Listening to us right now, you could be over in England. I don't know where you're at, but I'm just saying, if you want to come, I'm pretty sure there's plenty of information on there that, you know, that you can listen to. I know you got a sponsor that's real big with you, Malcolm. You want to talk about your sponsor?
Yeah, we're proud to have Steenkill on board, and a lot of people ask me what Steenkill is, and man, all it is a topical level antiseptic for any kind of insect bites or stings, and we have a lot of samples to pass out, and we're at barbecues, and we're proud to have them helping us. We couldn't do the barbecues we do without help from sponsor, and they've been great. Not only, you know, do they sponsor us, but they, you know, do a lot with other contests and stuff like that all around the country. But their products really work. We have to use them. My 3-year-old, somehow he finds his way to a wasp nest. Seems like every time we go to the country anywhere, and he's been squalling. And, you know, we try to keep some in the first aid kit. And as soon as you put that on him, it stops. So I'm firsthand witness that the stuff works. And I think, it's a good product, and there's, you know, these companies that help out barbecue teams, we try to support them, you know, no matter who they are, what team it is. And it's just, you know, we couldn't do a lot of the barbecue, and I know other folks couldn't either if it wasn't for sponsors. So it's always nice when you have somebody that helps you out no matter what it is.
Yeah, how long have they been a sponsor? I know I've seen them for a while with you. I don't know how long. I know I've been following you for a little while, but I know I've been seeing them for a little bit with you.
Well, they've been with us, I guess, since about 08, and it started out, you know, we were just contacting. They saw our website and, you know, noticed that we had been winning some contests and wanted to know if, you know, we'd wear their hats and aprons and, you know, maybe they could give us some product and stuff. And it just grew from there. Every year they've helped out more and more. And, you know, I'm not going to say how much money they give me, but, you know, it's every little bit helps.
That's exactly right.
I wouldn't turn down anything, you know.
Yeah, and you might get stung by a wasp. You might need it. So, you know, I didn't get by there getting those samples. But, you know, I always see a big banner up. I know Malcolm's always looking for more sponsors and more things going on. Is there anybody out there right now that you're looking for to become a sponsor, or, you know, somebody you want to give a shout-out to? I want to talk about your season before we actually get off this thing. So I want to work that in also.
Well, you know, we're always willing to work with any company in the barbecue-minded business. And that's kind of what we strive for, you know, and I think that's what, if you're a barbecue team out there and you're looking for sponsors, that's where you need to be looking. You need to be looking for companies that, you know, trying to reach that same target audience, and that's what we do. We've got a few things working, you know. I can't release any names because they hadn't put anything on paper for me, but hopefully next year you'll see Killer Hogs with a few more companies, you know, where we're helping out. And I just ask people, you know, if you see these products, they know these companies are helping barbecue teams. So, you know, buy some stuff when you see them on store shelves. That's just, it all comes back to you. So it really helps everybody out.
Well, I know we're getting down to the end of time. Everybody listening, I appreciate everybody listening. Stay on just a little bit longer. We got about 10 minutes left. Let's talk about your barbecue season. How many blends of your barbecue season do you have?
Right now, we're just running just the barbecue rub, man. That's the only one we have. We're actually making a brisket rub in-house. That when I say in-house, that means I'm making it on my kitchen table for every contest. but it's
yeah.
It's going the same way along the rub started. I'm starting to get people that I've gave some to, and now every time I make it, they're calling me woman. So I'm going to have to start working on getting that one formulated too. But that's the only thing, the only dry spice we have. And I got my first shipment of my sauce from the co-packer today. So I'm excited about that. It hadn't even been put on the market. You know, I hadn't put it on the website or anything yet. So that's coming soon.
Go ahead and send me some, and I'll taste it for you. I'll see what I think about it.
Hey, I'll do it, man. I'll send you some of both. That way you
Yeah, I was reading about it, and it has organic sugars in it. So, I mean, what kind of sugars is that? Is it organic?
Well, we put three kinds in there, and what it is basically it's an unrefined sugar, and that's what makes it organic. It hasn't, you know, it hadn't been gone through the process of bleaching, whatever they do to white sugar, but it's just natural sugar, and we use a turbinado, and then we use that organic sugar, and then we also use some granulated sugar in our rubs. So there's three different types, and really it's just three different flavors. You find the organics they're kind of more caramelly tasting. And they have a little bit of higher burn point, so they don't get as dark on you during the cooking process.
Let me ask you this, because I know some people that market stuff. Do you use this product at every contest?
Oh, yeah. My deep barbecue rub goes on everything we use, everything.
And you know, that's something because, you know, a lot of people that – not saying all of them, not saying all. You know, like Three Eyes, I know – the product he has, that's the product he uses. You know, that's what he uses. And, you know, some people, they market a season to sell that, and then they keep what they actually use, you know, behind closed doors and don't let nobody have it. You know, this is a product, you know, can I read the prices off? Is that against the rules?
Man, you got me, huh?
I don't know. I mean, if it's up to you, I can. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I don't care.
I mean, it's at barbecueriot.com. I mean, you click on it. It says, you know, season rub right here. Click on that. It takes you down. It says ordered today. Available size in 6 and 12 ounces. What's your 6 ounce of the barbecue rub? It runs you $5.97 plus shipping. And then the barbecue rub is 12 ounces is $9.97 plus shipping. And if you want to know how popular it is or anything, you always look at their website, and if it has a big out-of-stock sticker on it for the 5-pound competition bulk product that they have that's $38 plus shipping and handling, that must tell you something. It tells you that somebody is buying this product a lot and that they do not have any more to sell. So you might want to keep that in mind. This is what he's using. You know, he probably has a few tweaks that he does that, you know, every cooker does. I have, you know, I can give you my season all day long and, you know, and that product. But, you know, I still have a tweak of my own that, you know, I do that, you know, makes me who I am. And, you know, he's probably the same way. But it's a good rub. It's something that is refined that you know he's going to do well. It's a great base to have. You know, it's kind of like us. When we started out, I started out with kind of scratch, and I didn't really know anything and kind of had to blend everything in to get it where it is today. But you can get this product off his website, and you can actually order it and have a good rub that you don't even have to worry about that. You know that Michael Reeven with Tupelo with. He's won several contests through the year, and he has been named Barbecue Superstars Person of the Year. So, you know, that's huge accomplishments right there. You got anything to say, Malcolm? I'm taking up all your airtime.
Yeah, no, man, I just appreciate it. I appreciate y'all having me on. And you know, it's just humbling here, you know, having been named Barbecue Person of the Year. That was something that I didn't expect, and I don't know if I deserve it. And I'm just going to keep on doing what I do. And I hope, you know, hope that Killer Hogs continues to grow, and that you know, we'll just help everybody out along the way. And if anybody ever has any questions or anything, man, my email's open, my phone's open. So if I can't find the answer to a question, I guarantee I know somebody that can. So and that's kind of what we're trying to put out there. So I appreciate what you guys are doing too.
Yeah, I know. If you go back and listen to the archive from the live results of the Jack Daniel, you was our pick to win at the Jack. We said it over the air. You was the one that we felt like had the edge to, you know, to pull it out. And, you know, it's just like you were saying, when you're hitting, and when you miss, you miss. And it's kind of, you know, if you're hitting, you're right in it. And, you know, if you know you're off in one area, you know, you're right out of it, you know. So we thought maybe this was going to be your contest. But, you know, it's a feat in itself just to be able to get invited to even go to that contest. So, I mean, that is a huge honor right there. If you want to see the video of Malcolm Reed and how the Barbecue Right video getting named Barbecue Person of the Year, you can check it out at www.barbecuesuperstars.com. It's up on Daryl Mass's page. There's full of information there, all kinds of videos. There's videos from the Jack. There's videos with different teams. I think Three Eyes, which was named Team of the Year, I do believe, which is holding the number one spot in the KCBS right now. So that's some videos you can look at. Malcolm, do you have anything you can say or want to say, or is there a contact that, you know, if there's a sponsor out there listening that he might want to get in contact with you, or maybe there's a person out there listening that wants to just get in contact with you? Is there an email or something that you have that, you know, you want to give out that where they can get a hold of you?
Yeah, I'd like to say, you know, everybody that's got any kind of questions or is interested in what we're doing, go to howtobbqright.com, or, you know, you can go to killerhogs.com, check out our team page, and, you know, we'll be happy to talk to anybody that wants to talk barbecue, and we're looking forward to, you know, another great year of barbecue, and hope everybody has a, you know, great holiday season out there coming up.
I appreciate having you on, Malcolm. You know, it's a great honor. I know it's a great honor for you being named Barbecue Person of the Year, and I appreciate you coming on this evening. And I'll let you get back to your family trick-or-treating. I know it's a little late. You probably need to get in bed or get the kids in bed. And I'm going to run over a few sponsors that we have. And I appreciate you being on, buddy.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate the invite, and I'd love to do it anytime, man. You guys have a good one.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, I'd like to go over. We got about 4 minutes till. If you're listening, I'd like you to listen to some of the sponsors that we have right now. CompBarbecue.com has a full website of, there's fixing a change in 2013, where you can go on there and check if you need contests or events or something like that. They can post all that up. They can get any lines on that. Anything with Comp Barbecue, you know, you can check it out, you know, today. It's on their website. Operation Barbecue Relief has been the biggest topic tonight. They're looking for donations and volunteers. Since Hurricane Sandy come through, they're needing help. You can contact them at operationbarbecuerelief.org, or they're on Lulu's page at www.lulusbarbecue.com. It's a one heck of an organization. You can help in any way. You know, whether it be $10, maybe it's some cans of beans, or, you know, it might be some meat, or maybe know somebody. You know, everybody can help out there. The Barbecue Times, it's your newspaper to find out all the barbecue news from everything that's going on at all the contests. Contact them. You can actually run ads. You can find stories. There's all kinds of stuff in there. Bubba Blade, check him out on my website. This is fixing to be the hottest knife you have ever seen come across the Barbecue Network. They have a 9-inch stiffy, they have a 9-inch flex flay knife, and they have a 7-inch. This knife is fixing to be high demand, I promise you. You know, if you listen to the live results, even Randy Hillsound buying two of them. So, I mean, he's getting two. There's already been a bunch. So contact me today at 573-683-0326, or hit me up at Lulu's, or send me a message through the website, and I can get them to you. Bandola Spice Company. Make sure you check them out. They was 2012 Best of Lincoln, won the award. You can check them out at www.lulusbarbecue.com. All kinds of spices, all organic. They have their own Facebook page, but they're on www.lulusbarbecue.com. Then we have Barbecue Superstars, which we talked about earlier. Nolan's Custom Insulated Smokers out of Sykes. And if you're looking for an insulated smoker, this is it. They run gravity fed. They've got some stuff that you've never even seen before in a barbecue cooker or a competition cooker. I promise you, you haven't seen some of the stuff that they have, and we have one of their grills right now. Cadillac Cooker Rotisserie Smokers, they have one of the best. They are the best barrel rotisserie smokers in the world. You can contact him at Cadillac Cookers or at www.lewisbarbecue.com. Easy grilling products. If you want to turn your back home grill, backyard grill, into a professional style grill, contact Easy Grilling Products. They got everything you can need from a certain setup, from the smallest to the biggest of their packages. Then Yoke Up Extra Extra Large Charcoal Baskets. This is something that all the people has, Chubbies, you know, anything, Elaine, anything that has a charcoal basket in it, he can build it bigger to make your night last a whole lot longer. So that way you get more sleep. You can find him at yokeup.com. This is Lulu's Soul Smoking Radio Show. We're signing off. I appreciate letting everybody come in and listening to us tonight. We appreciate it.